Hello out there. Welcome to our podcast today. This is Eric Johnson, the brand.
And this is Coach Aaron Thigpen, the source.
Aaron, what's happening today? How you doing?
Doing all right. Sun's out, but so are my allergies.
Like it. Hey, got a good subject today, Aaron. The makeup of a high school athlete. What's your take on that, man?
That's a good one. I've seen an evolution of the high school athlete in the, you know, almost 30 years that I've been doing this. So, you know, I don't want to get into the, you know, old man, get off my lawn attitude, but I think there's different types of high school athletes. Okay. And what I see today, we could talk about the physical, the mental, as you've mentioned. And I think another part is the attitudinal, right, you know, aspect of an athlete. But I'm trying to figure out how I want to break this down. I'll just keep it general. I see a couple of different types of athletes, okay? There's the athlete who wants to be a collegiate athlete, who aspires to be a collegiate student athlete, you know, whether it's D1, D2, D3. I think that's one type of athlete. And Then there's the, I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure about college. I'm not sure about, you know, I've been doing this, playing this sport for most of my life, and it's kind of something I do, but do I really want to put in the work and the effort to go to the next level? Or I don't even know if I have the capability to go to the next level. The kids are just out there to have fun and participate in high school sports, and they're done. And I think with each of these, they have to be approached and worked with differently, especially from a training standpoint. You know, that top 30%, they've got to be doing everything they need to be doing. And most high school programs don't prepare them for that. And they need to have the outside training and technical expertise and working on different aspects of their sport, whether it's, you know, a quarterback going to a quarterback's coach or a softball player going to a hitting instructor. They need that extra time to work on their skill set and also to all work on the physical capabilities that they have to, you know, to develop to be at the next level. In other words, they've really got to establish a degree of separation between themselves and the average high school athlete. And it's funny, as I'm just talking about this, I just had a conversation with Nizaya, who was on our signed podcast and who just accepted a scholarship at Cal State Fullerton. And another kid that comes in our gym, Traco, who is doing really well right now. And I was talking to both the kids and the dads, and they were talking about, you know, watching the kids at games and how they can see a difference in their boys from the other boys. And I said, you know, if you're an aspiring collegiate athlete, there should be a noticeable degree of separation in how you look and how you play and how you conduct yourself on the field. There should be, even to an untrained eye, there should be a noticeable separation. Hey, I don't know what it is. I'm not an expert in baseball or an expert in track and field, but there's something different about that kid. And if they're not saying that about you, you're not ready yet, because you're still one of her. And they said, yeah, I get that. I understand that, because they've gone to other places and they've seen elite and high caliber athletes. And they say, yeah, there is just a presence, you know, you can call it a man amongst boys or, you know, that sort of thing. But you know, me and you have seen it in the past with some of the athletes we've worked with, Robert Stevenson and, you know, Crawford, James Darnell. There's just something that they had that showed that, hey, this is not your typical high school athlete. And I think that if you look at your kid and he looks like just one of many out there, he's not there yet. And he needs to continue to work. So, and that's that elite, you know, that's that upper crust. Then you've got the guys who have talent, but maybe they don't realize they have that talent and haven't really figured out how to harness it or really have the mental fortitude to want to harness it. Those are the kids that are kind of hard to figure out, because unless they decide that that's what they want, the clock is ticking and their skill set still isn't going to save them. And they've got to kind of, in other words, that's the kind of kid that you've got to have a hard conversation with as a parent and say, hey, look, you've got this ability, you've got this aptitude. What do you want to do with it? You know, I'm fine with you just playing, you know, your high school sports. And after that, you go to college and you know, sports is over. But if there's any inkling of you that says, hey, I want to go to the next level, then you've got to make a pretty quick decision and say, okay, what am I going to do to position myself to be able to take advantage of it? Because at least you still have the option to say, nah, you know, after this all said and done, I don't want to do it. But you have options and you have choices. And then there's just that rank and file high school athlete who, you know, is out there enjoying the sport, having fun. Maybe they have aspirations, but they don't have the physical abilities. And those athletes kind of have to decide, hey, how far do I want to take this? How hard do I want to work? And see where I can go with this. So, I mean, if we're talking general, I guess those are kind of the three levels that I see. But anyone who wants to aspire to the next level, again, this is no knock on the high school programs, but you're not just going to get it done at your high school program unless you've got a battery of coaches that have an incredible pedigree and more importantly have the time to spend with you to develop you.
Yes,
because that's really what it comes down to, is the development. And so again, it's not a knock on the high school programs, but you got to remember, you might be one of 20, one of 30, one of 40, one of 15 kids out there. And, you know, these coaches don't have the bandwidth to be able to individualize what each and every athlete needs. And again, their goals are not necessarily to move kids onto the next level. Their immediate goal is to win championships.
Right.
So...
Anyway, right. That's that a good.
What are your thoughts?
That's a good riff, man. I you know, I put down a couple of things there, and one is you know, the last guy you explained, who the last guy or gal that you explain is what I call the activity athlete. You know, they're there to have the experience with their friends, hang out, extracurricular activity on the college application, have a great time. Build relationships, enjoy that team aspect, you know. Maybe they're not a superstar. They want to go be a superstar, but they enjoy just the essence of being a high school athlete. They've always aspired, like, I want to play with my high school. I want to represent my community. That's that type of athlete. So I get that. And you have those out there, and that's all right. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, probably 80% of the kids that are out there. Yeah.
It's true. It's 80% of the kids, and that's great, you know, and that works for them in high school. And then you have that crossroads athlete.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Crossroads, man. I was thinking that. Crossroads, you know, what am I? What am I going to do? Do I need to, you know, do I need to push it more? And, you know, they need direction. They need guidance. They need management sometimes, you know. You know, I'm gonna talk about the next guy. Yeah, that crossroads athlete needs management. I think that's that 10 to 15% athlete out there that's going, okay, I have this ability, let me do this. How do I do it? But I don't know where to go. You know, like, okay, mom, dad told me to do, but mom and dad don't know to go either. So I mean, that leads to what you and I do. And then you get that athlete that has what we call the it factor, Nisaiah. You know, you mentioned Stevenson and Crawford and Chris Carter, James Darnell, you know, just a couple of athletes that you and I have talked about. But the it factor, they just walk in the gym, you go, that's it. Yeah. that's the person right there. That looks like they can move forward to the next level, and they come in and train that way. It's like, hey, this is what I'm doing. No excuses. Hey, what are we doing today? And that look, that intensity, that desire and love to train and trying to get to the next level. So you've got those three different, you know, athletes, and with all of them, there needs to be some sort of direction of what they're going. And parents, you know, your athlete is not, you know, your athlete's going to tell you what they are. They're going to come to you and either ask questions or do that. Listen to what they have to say. You know, every athlete's not going to be a D1 or a collegiate athlete. Maybe they enjoy other things that they love. And some of these kids get burned out, Aaron. I mean, some of these kids have been training since they've been 9, 10, 11, and they get to high school and they say, see, hey, you know what? I've had enough. You know, I've had enough of that. And I always warn parents that have young athletes when they get into that age range of 10 through 14, look for that burnout thing. There needs to be a rest period. There needs to be like, I need to just take a step backwards during the season, after the season, and evaluate. And it goes back to one of our earlier podcasts about management, managing your athlete correctly, knowing the signs, the telltale signs of, you know, knowing when to rest, knowing when to train hard, back off. It's an ebb and flow. So that makeup of the high school athlete, I think, is so critical. So critical right there, Eric.
Oh, yeah. I think identifying.
What do you think? What about, okay, here's another thing I think parents can check out, Aaron, is a player's attitude. You know, I mean, what's their attitude like, you know, during this whole thing? Because, you know, a lot of parents don't know. I mean, they're around their kids all the time more than you and I are, but we may have a different different opinion about athletes' attitude by the way they train, you know, compared to what they see out there at home or during the game. We might see an athlete totally different, and they act totally different when they train than they do at the game. Right. And that's one thing I think it's important to do, is just kind of understand what that looks like as a parent. And, you know, you and I see it all the time. We look, okay, this guy looks like a beast in here, or that lady or that man or a woman or whoever is running super fast in here. Then you get in competition and something's not clicking. Is it is it the mental approach or whatever? So I always look at the attitude too.
I hate this saying because I hear it so much now, but knowing your why, you know, I hear that a lot. And, you know, we're on the other side of it. We're not the why, we're the how. There is something to be said is what, and we've talked about this before, kind of what do you get out of sports? And I think parents need to really have an understanding of, you know, finding out, hey, you know, what does my kid get out of sports? Why does he enjoy it? Why does she enjoy it? Are they really enjoying it? You know, is it something they can, you know, take or leave it? Is it something they're just kind of doing on automatic because it's something that they've always done? And maybe you want to talk to them about finding other interests, because sports ends for all of us at some point. And, you know, maybe you get to high school and you want to encourage your athlete to explore other interests, because maybe they've done, you know, they played soccer since the age of 8. And yeah, it's just something they've been doing, but maybe you know, having a conversation with them might free them up, or feel, or they may feel that they have the latitude to move into some other things because sometimes, you know kids want to please parents. And if you've been doing something for 10 years, that becomes kind of part of who you are, maybe how people see you and define you. And it may be hard to break out of that for a young athlete. And I think by checking in with your athlete periodically and say, well, hey, you know, how do you feel about this track thing? How do you feel about this baseball thing? And just reassuring them and letting them know that you're fine with whatever direction they go. If they decide they want to drop it, fine. If they decide that, hey, you know what, I just kind of want the high school experience and I, you know, want to do other things, then I think parents need to be in tune with that for, you know, their own athlete's mental health and growth and development. And, you know, they might find that, you know, they've got really great talents in other areas. What comes to mind is I had a young man who was playing football, very good guitar player. Right. And I don't know if he's playing football anymore, but he's a good football player. And the only thing is, you weren't sure how big or how tall he was going to get. So you figured right. that there might be a ceiling, but excellent, great guitar player. I mean, his band does paid gigs, and I see his stuff on Instagram all the time. And, I'm like, I like this, you know, I like seeing him really get into not leaving, you know, his music behind for sports and either balancing it or maybe at this point even walking away, as much as I see him on Instagram doing it. But
right.
I think we're all multi-talented. And right. yeah, there's some things that we're stronger in than others, but I think that they all should be explored. And the one thing you don't want is regrets as you get older. Oh man, I wish I would have done this. So I encourage parents, and sometimes kids don't understand that, you know, because of their persona being wrapped up in athletics. And I think, you know, right. checking in with the kid, you know, and just having those conversations and fostering those other things, I think is a good thing to do.
Yeah. Well said today, Aaron. I think that that wraps it up for us today. I like what you said at the end, being well-rounded individuals. I think there's a lot to be said about that. So, hey, out there, this is Eric Johnson, The Brand.
And Coach Aaron, The Source. We'll see you.